coming out on... Well, I'm from down south, so it's quite cold for me. So I want to mention something historic that happened last night. As many of you are probably aware, last night in a general election campaign, there was the first ever party leaders' debate on climate and nature on Channel 4. Now that happened because of us. That happened because of the climate school strikers and because of Extinction Rebellion. That happened because this year we've changed the atmosphere in this country. We've changed what is okay and not okay to do. And we made that climate debate happen last night. Which I'm very proud of ourselves for that. And as someone's already said, of course, a key moment in this whole change has been the decision last year of Greta Thunberg, which is just one person, to start striking outside her school. And that spread like a wonderful virus around the world. And Greta, in the process of that, has become, among other things, the most prominent supporter of Extinction Rebellion, which is huge for us. When she was here in April of this year, I got the chance to ask her, what do you think of Extinction Rebellion? And she replied very straightforwardly, I support you. And that is the most important support we have. She is the biggest supporter we have in the whole world. So I want to say something briefly about why we in Extinction Rebellion do what we do. And basically, it's because of you, because of the young people. So when you go on these strikes and when you chant like, save our world, it really, any adult with a heart, any adult with a soul, feels a kind of wrench inside them. It's heartbreaking for us that you have to, come here and beg for your lives. You have to come and beg for your right to have an ordinary life and to have a world that you can live in that is secure and beautiful and is not going to kill you. And that is why we do what we do. That is why in Extinction Rebellion we block the way into the Prime Minister's house. That is why we put our bodies on the line to stop people doing the terrible things they do in corporations like BlackRock, which are wrecking the Amazon. That is why we shut down London City Airport recently in the October Rebellion temporarily, to make this kind of point that it's absolutely wrong that you have to beg for your lives, and we want to create a world where you don't have to anymore. That is why in Extinction Rebellion we do what we do. Many of you here are not old enough to vote. But you know what? Your parents and your aunts and uncles and your grandparents can vote. I want to say to every young person here today, consider very seriously in the next few days going to someone who is older than you, maybe your grandma or granddad, and saying to them, will you please vote for me? Will you vote the way I would like you to vote so that I can have a decent future? I think that's really the least that the adults who've been complicit in the messing up of this world can do. To say to young people, yes, we're willing to do the right thing and to vote the way you want us to vote for the future. So that's going to be my parting shot to all you wonderful climate school strikers here. Don't think that you're excluded from this general election. Use pester power in the best possible sense. Go to your parents, your grandparents, whoever you can, and say, please vote for me. This is how I want you to vote, so that I can have a future. And we're determined in Extinction Rebellion to join with you in making sure that you do. Thank you so much, and well done.